The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Maureen Olson of the Neola Gazette and Dennis Morris of KLEM Radio. Maureen, you can start us off with your question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, this is Mental Health Awareness Week, and you are a co-sponsor of the Mental Health Reform Act of 2016. What does this act do that is new or different?
Well, I think the main thing that we got to do that it doesn't do enough for, and if we did it right now, it'd be 10 years before you'd see any impact. One of the reasons we have a very major mental health problem is because we don't have enough psychologists and psychiatrists. So we've got to find some way to getting more people involved that profession. But what our bill does is basically make it easier for people to get help by changing some of the things in what's called HIPAA. That'd be the the Individual Health Privacy Act, so that you can't disseminate your health information to others. It makes more money available for community health centers and things of that nature. Now, this issue comes up in my town meetings, so I want to clarify something that when it comes up in my town meetings, a lot of people bring up mental health issues just for Iowa, and for instance, the closing of two mental health centers in Mount Pleasant and Clarinda, and that's an entirely state issue, I have to tell people. And then they also bring up the fact that there's not enough for VA at the federal level. We have to help people with the VA, and I have legislation that would also help with VA mental health.
All right. Senator, good morning. This is Dennis Morris from Lamar's. It's my understanding that your scheduled debate with Patty Judge has been postponed or canceled. That was to appear on Iowa Public Television. Can you give us a reason why that is, and then also would you prefer to debate
Well,
Patty
first
Judge?
Of all, I have always done two debates, one radio and one television. And my opponent offered four different televisions, and I picked one of the four that she suggested in Sioux City. But I want to say to you that if you're really interested in the details of the debate negotiations, I'd have to refer you to Bob House in Cedar, my Bob House in my Des Moines political office, campaign office, as opposed to me, because I haven't been involved in it. But I always debate on one television and one radio, and we're still going to do television and radio. And also, and if we do the radio, that'll be statewide radio. And of course, remember that the debates is just one way of communicating your views to your constituents, because you probably know that I hold Q&As in all 99 counties every year. I've made it a priority to be accessible to all Iowans all the time, and not just during an election. And also, when we're regularly in session, I have five telephone news conferences with people from Des Moines or from Washington D.C. back to Iowa to answer questions on five different occasions every week that we're in session. So we're going to have that debate, and it's going to follow the pattern that I've always done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, well, let me go away from bills for a moment to the EpiPen situation. Do you feel you're making any progress?
Well, we've made progress from the standpoint that we've got this company, Mylan, that's got a monopoly on it and drove up the price $446. We've got them in a position where they have a real public relations problem. They've already said they're going to put out a generic version Well, why didn't they have the generic version out before? They're going to give low-income people some help in buying EpiPens. Well, why don't they just reduce their price? And then the most recent thing that we've been hearing is we've been led to believe that Mylan and the federal government hasn't been open on the category of the EpiPen for rebate purposes from the company, and we think the taxpayers are spending more when it's sold under Medicare and Medicaid, and that would affect both federal taxpayers and state taxpayers. So we're investigating that point. All of these have come up since EpiPen was exposed that they were charging 440% more over a few years, which was unjustified in a life-saving drug where the ingredient of it is very, very cheap and been around since 1901. It's just unconscionable that they could charge that much. So in the end, we're still sending these letters out, and I told you about two of them. Let me tell you a third one, and then I'll stop. And that is that the one way to keep these prices down is competition. So I have a letter into the FDA. Why wasn't a competitor approved, or why were they disapproved a couple years ago? And then what's in the pipeline coming out for an alternative to the Mylan EpiPen product so we can get some competition and get the price down?
Thank you.
All right, Senator, I'm going to go back a couple of weeks. I visited with you, you may recall, following the Judicial Committee on the consolidation mergers of the agricultural seed and ag chemical companies. I was just wondering, is the Judicial Committee going to do any additional follow-up to that hearing?
Yeah, we're going to do follow-up the extent to which we, if we think Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission is not doing its job. If we think they're doing their job, then there won't be any follow-up. But the purpose of the committee hearing was twofold. One, to make sure that all the issues get out on the table for public consumption, because the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission most often just do their review in secret, and so never know what ought to be considered. So we've got everything in the committee hearing record so that the Justice Department knows that these things need to be taken into consideration. The second point is we want to make sure that the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission do due diligence on making sure that the law is carried out. Now, I want to give you my personal view. Although my personal view won't count with the Justice Department of the Federal Trade Commission, but quite frankly, I'm very nervous about these mergers, because just a rule of economics is you have less competition, you have higher prices. So you go from six companies producing products like chemicals and seeds that farmers use to put in their crop, and you get that down to three, you can almost assume prices are going to be higher. And when corn and soybeans are coming in from the field, maybe in record production, but the lowest price probably since 2001, and farmers are losing a dollar and a half producing a bushel of corn, I don't think I want to encourage mergers that are going to increase prices to farmers.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
You've received a lot of flack nationally in the press about your stance in the Supreme Court. What kind of feedback have you been getting from Iowans?
Well, if you go back to March and April, it was very hotly debated in my town meetings, both from people that thought I was doing the right thing and people that thought I was doing the wrong thing. But in the series of meetings I've had, probably in the 25 counties when I finished up my 99-county tour on August the 29th. It's been less of an issue and very less controversial. I wouldn't want to say that I've changed anybody's minds, but I think people are beginning to understand that this presidential election isn't just about who's going to be president for the next 4 years, but this president is going to change whoever they appoint for this one position, possibly two or three more positions, because people on the court are elderly. It's not only who's going to be president for the next 4 years, but that president is going to change the direction of the Supreme Court for the next 40 years. And that's exactly one of the reasons that I held up this nomination, is because I wanted to make sure that the people had a voice in the direction of the Supreme Court for the next 40 years. Similar to what I recently read an article that this will be the biggest change in the direction of the Supreme Court than when Nixon started appointing people to the Supreme Court after there was a vacancy in the Johnson administration, and the Senate didn't fill it until we got a new president. But it did change the direction of the court then. It's going to do the same thing this time.
All right. Senator, I guess I'm just going to open up to your thoughts on the debates, both the first presidential debate we saw as well as also last night's vice president debate. A lot of people have been saying that the debates neither one of them actually addressed issues. They were only personal attacks.
Well, I think that's true of the Trump-Clinton debate. I don't think it's true of the debate last night. I think Pence came out on top. I think one of the major problems last night was that the moderator was very unfair, interrupting Pence 20-some times and Kane only one time. And it just didn't seem like she did a very good job of keeping Kane from interrupting regularly. And I think that was Kane's plan to do a lot of interrupting and try to shake up Pence, but he didn't do it. I think there's going to be a lot of attention and a lot of direction to the voters 4 days from now when Trump and Hillary debate again.
Thank you, Maureen and Dennis, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.